I've told the story several times. If you've read me enough, listen to me enough, you must have heard the story. But for those who haven't, let me summarize in a few seconds. The day of the exam, we're supposed to do 5 questions in the exam, the essay part. We had done the MCQ. I read 3 of them before I walked in. I don't know what I said. Before I walked in, I read. I still remember the stuff till today. The novosynthesis of cholesterol, metabolism of isoleucine and branched-chain amino acids, and biochemical basis of muscular contraction. I remember it till today. And the night before, I read the other one, synaptic transmission. I remember them till today because it was dramatic. I walked into the exam hall with 4 fresh things in my head and having another 4 to choose only one from because we had 8 questions, answer 5. 4 were hot and smoking. Still breathing life in my head. Are you getting what I'm saying? I walked in. I just first selected those 4. Dismissed them. Then looked at the balance 4. Looked for one that I was comfortable with. Dismissed that one. They said 45 minutes more. I was through in a 3-hour paper. I looked at it. No, something must be out of order. I started again. Line by line. Checking every... You know the way you draw those chains? If you remember chemistry, organic chemistry. I went over it one by one. After about 15 minutes, I said, it is good. I got to one, they said 30 minutes to go. I just walked to the front, dropped my papers, and walked out of that class. I said, angelic manifestation. Don't think they will come and tell the lecturer, pass him, otherwise we'll kill you, pass him. No. That's an angelic manifestation. Are you getting my point? Yes, they hearkened onto the voice of his word that said biochemistry is not volatile. Let's the word of God fall to the ground. Let's bring in the exam things that are still fresh and hot and smoking in his head so as to confirm the word that it is not volatile. Are you getting my point? I think the second most important thing I've said today, all right, is also the fact that it doesn't have to be. In fact, I think that's what helps people most today. It doesn't have to be a direct quotation. Because that's where we get, in fact, it's good, Sha, it's good for you to want to know quotation. You know why? Let me just by the way. The day I met my wife, she wanted me to teach her how to remember. Just came up to me and said, good afternoon, please. How do you remember scriptures? I said, oh, you want to know how to remember scriptures? No problem. Just marry me, you will remember all the scriptures necessary. And she fell for it. She wanted to know. Because we have quoting the scriptures. How did they take dwell? Anyway, I said, we'll have a lifetime to learn it. All right? So that's what we are still on right now. The Lord is good. Now, this is what I'm just making. So if we want to memorize and recite, it's good. But it's not absolutely necessary. Just get the information. Get the persuasion. Paul said to Timothy, he said, the things you have learned and have become convinced of it. Utter words based upon that conviction. And those words are the voice of God's word. Are you getting my point? And then don't ever forget, recite them, those words, the one you have deduced. Repeat them all the time. Respond to every situation with them. Very important. Respond to every situation with them. There is plague. Have you heard? This one is killing everybody. Chicken pox, small pox, big pox. There are kinds of poxes in town. Say, hey, what are we going to do? Don't open the window. The angels that fight viruses will go to sleep. Are you getting my point? But there's another way to respond. Don't worry, no go enter here. We won't get it. So why are you sure? Don't worry, we won't get it. And that's why Jesus died now. We won't get it. I deliberately said this like this. All right? So let you know it doesn't have to be direct quotation. You could quote, himself took my infirmities and my diseases, and by his stripes I have been healed. No evil shall befall you. Neither will any plague come near your dwelling place. Those are very good quotes. But in case you can't remember the verse, some people say, open it and read it to the devil. You may not be able to remember. But if you have been convinced that it's there, Are you getting my point? If you are convinced, all right, that this is God's plan for you, utter your own words the way it comes out from your mouth. That is still the voice of his word. So when they said, don't worry, we're not going to die. Not in this house. It's a simple statement. Just walk around the house. We're not going to die. Not in this house. Nobody's catching anything here. Are you seeing what I'm saying? It's just a calm talk. So let me walk around my compound. I'm not going to die. None of my children, not my wife, nobody around me. No, nobody's catching anything. Nobody's dying. Nobody's catching anything. This is of the devil. It's against us. It is against the principle of God for our lives. It's not in line with it. We reject it. I'm deliberately avoiding those scriptural words. All right? But I'm uttering words that are based upon the scriptures. And that's the voice of his word. Listen, life, you know, I keep on saying, demands something from you. You got to talk. All the temptations of Job was so that he will utter something. Life, we said, is what? A battle of words. Angels hearken unto the voice of God's word. I believe that's what they use for battle. That's how they arm their weapons. It's how do you arm a weapon? If you know about, I don't know if there's any military man here, you understand. If they want to shoot a missile, if it comes out immediately and it hits something, it won't explode. Like all these, like here, Tomahawk missile and all of that, it goes some distance before it is armed. If it lands anytime before that time, it won't detonate. And they do that so that they won't mistakenly blow themselves up. You know, you carry these things on ships, on planes and all of that. So while it's in the place where it's stored, they don't arm it. They release it first before they arm it. I believe all the strength that the angels have, what arms them, that's what I'm saying, is the voice of his word. They are mighty in strength, but they are armed only by the voice of his word. So every day in life, we jam issues, we must respond with the voice of his word. And like we said, not necessarily a direct quotation, but words uttered out of conviction. Conviction derived out of the information from the words that God himself spoke, which is recorded in the scriptures, and which we have been studying here and there. And you hear many people talk about, just those of us who came early, you heard Andrew Womack, they were playing him on the speakers, talking. Different people are seeing them. Those that are building information into you. That's what you must use to respond every time. The book that, to those of you on the mailing list, I've been serializing and just sending it out. Should I say yes? If I've been getting it, say amen. Have you been reading it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Why did I refer to it? If you read that book, I said something there that you see, you must be careful. Like what God asks, okay, you have not received that one yet. Maybe over the next 2 weeks, you will get there. That what God said to Adam when he got there was, where are you? He said, I'm hiding because I'm naked. He said, who told you that you were naked? Don't ever forget that. Who told you that you were naked? Everything you utter in life is what somebody told you. Life tells you. Things around tell you things. Are you getting my point? They are telling you. So the question is, who told you? They said, fuel is going to be so expensive, we will not be able to buy it. Who said you won't be able to buy it? Guardian. This day. Punch. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. You understand? Is any one of them, do they have any name that sounds like Almighty God? None. So they are giving you inferior information. So when you want to utter anything in life, utter that which you can boldly say. Like they say, how can you say you will never lack? Because he told me that I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. He told me that I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He told me. Are you getting my point? Anything you utter because of the correct person telling you, that's what angels hearken unto. I hope you've gotten my point. Like I said, that's all. I just wanted to remind us of that today. Let's get back into our prayers. Can we just rise to our feet? Now, I'm not going to even, in fact, you know what? Based on what we have said, I'm just going to give everybody time. Just say anything. Pretend like you are talking to somebody. You have come to class, and Lukayo is beside you. Telling you, biochemistry is volatile. Tell him, biochemistry is not volatile. Are you getting my point? Because different people have issues that are volatile in their lives right now. Are you getting my point? Yes, different things that are upsetting them. Different things that are challenging them. Different people have. Based on what we have heard, we've been talking about the sayings of God. That's why you mustn't listen. Sometimes people say that the things you are preaching now, I don't need them now. The things you are preaching, I don't need them now. It's utter nonsense. You don't know you need it. You will soon travel. As you cross the bridge for nature, something will meet you on the other side. And it will demand a response from you. I said, people who come and say that, I don't need it yet. You know what's happening? They are the people the Bible calls the foolish virgins. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. Do you understand? Who are the foolish ones? Those are the ones that go to look for oil only when they need it. They say, hey, I want to marry now. Where are the scriptures concerning marriage? 2 weeks of the wedding, you know, is declaring. And the two shall become one flesh. Foolish virgin. Foolish. Big fool. Foolish. Even if you are 18 and you are not planning to marry and nobody is planning to marry you, if you go to church, they are doing marriage seminar, sit down there. Sit down there. The first article I wrote on marriage, that, can you believe? I wrote it. I was 21. I wrote it, telling people how to find a wife. I'm telling you the truth. I wrote it. As God is my witness. Alright? Most of those things that I uttered them when my wife and I first met, when we were planning to get married. And she looked and said, are you saying that everybody else is wrong? I learned some of them 10 years before that as a teenager. I had arguments with my friends about them. I still remember my classmate, Bright. I was telling him the principle of the two shall become one. And he said, I made a statement about the weight of his power, the weight of the words of his wife versus that of his mother in his life. We're just talking. He said, do you know I'm an only child? I said, that's your business. Go and marry your mother. You are uttering those things when you don't even know. But you see, you are setting angels, you are arming angels that will fight away. You know, there are some Jezebels that look very nice. Those angels will fight them away out of your life because, you see, the things that you have imbibed, those things that you have swallowed, with which you have been uttering. Listen, the angels will look, because it's the word of God that they are obeying. They will say, no, the Lord has revealed that this kind of woman cannot fit into this picture in his heart. You will soon get that in that series that I'm sending around. There's no wisdom. Some people then write to their mother to find their wife in village. Listen, they don't manufacture witches in cities. They're everywhere. There are some wicked souls that have never been to Lagos. They are more wicked. So there's no wisdom. Only God. What am I saying? So you're not even planning to get my... When they speak, you know, some people... In fact, I don't know why I'm saying this. Maybe as you get in the mail, some people say, Pastor Bank write this on for those where they find wife. Now just they delete them. They delete prosperity. You see what I'm saying? You are deleting peace of mind. Read it. You never can tell. Read it. What am I saying? Because there are many things you are hearing me say, I don't need this one now. I'm not working yet. All this principle of finances is that I don't need it. My father is still paying my fees. Let me just summarize it. Read it. Learn them. Because each day, life will demand you talk. And you must not talk the talk of, last time we were in my house, my father was saying that, you don't begin feel with that. You know, in our village, last time we went home for Christmas, I heard that the youth, they said that this is how you don't begin feel with that. You're not responding according to that which is written. You're not responding according to that which God has commanded. Therefore, you see, everybody has angels. You know, we said it. Yes. But some angels are not armed. All their weapons are locked down in their pocket. If they shoot, it does not explode. Why? The fellow they are guarding, he has said nothing to arm those weapons. I hope you hear what I said. Like I said, let's just take individually, what is it that is your own issue? God has been speaking to you. That's one beautiful thing about coming to the presence of the Word of God. God speaks to each person according to his own issue. There are things that you've been thinking about over the last few days that are trying to scare you. It's time to just utter the Word of God about them. Just take the time out. And don't ever forget what I said. Prayer meeting, we didn't come here to pray. We came here to learn to pray. Did you hear what I said? We didn't come here to pray. What did we come here to do? To learn. We came here to start praying. So this thing we have discussed, you will carry it home. There are people that this night don't watch television. There's nothing you are looking for on it. In fact, that supper, you may not need it. As soon as you get home, just greet those you are living with. As they come. Enter your room. Close the door. Kneel down and start giving instructions to life. Start uttering the voice of his word. You need to get those angels charged up, ready to do battle. There are those that listen, all those that have been troubling you, the reason why they have been troubling you is because you have said nothing all this while. God said, this is why I've been pushing you for prayer meetings. This is why I've been sending these books in your direction. This is why I've been giving you these messages. This is why I've been giving you this opportunity to hear these things. But you have not armed the angels with it. So you get home this night, you say, no, I'm not doing anything. Supper? No, that's what they call fasting. Fasting is not hunger. Fasting is concentration. For Christians, fasting is not hunger. That you enter into that room, they say, you won't have your own children. They say, who said so? Who said so? Who said so? That's not what God said. He said, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is the reward. And blessed is the one that have the quiver full of them. I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You begin to declare it. Even if you can't quote the verbatim, you've heard the teaching. You've heard the teaching. I remember then my wife and I, we were just married then. We didn't have children yet. And we saw a picture in one Deeper Life magazine. Something of this women's magazine. And they showed a woman standing and one big hand from above with a little baby in the palm of that hand reaching down to that woman. And suddenly it struck me. It is not fertility that gives you with children. It is God. It's not timing. This is the time you are supposed to know, Adam is supposed to know Eve around this fertile period. Around nonsense. If you see that picture, you will use that picture to make declarations. And that's your portion, no? That is your portion. That is your portion. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Those are the things you used to declare. That no, my prosperity, my childbearing is not dependent upon what people around us say or what the doctor said or what is it. No, it's dependent upon whether God is giving me or he's not giving me. And no good thing will he withhold from me because I'm his child. I'm of faith in Christ Jesus. I heard that the woman shouting just now on those messages. That God is not angry with you. He is not angry with you. He has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. Because of your faith in Christ Jesus, he has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. Therefore, you use those things to declare. You use them to talk. When your father is talking with you, talk to him nicely. Don't be saying they vex. So. But you are making sure that everything you declare is cooked out of the revelation of God. You're talking with your friends. Those who mean well. Listen, be careful. Be careful when you're talking with your friends. The person Jesus called Satan was Peter. He looked at him and said, get behind me, Satan. Satan was speaking to him through the counsel of people that loved him. Peter loved him. Peter wanted good for him, yet he was speaking the counsel of the enemy. So Jesus had to tell him, shut up. Your mother may call you and talk to you very nicely. My daughter, I don't want you to suffer the way your father and I suffered. That is why I want you to marry this boy, because you know, explain to her simply, neither from the east nor from the west comes exaltation, nor from the south. But God is judge. He brings down one and lifts up another. That's a scriptural quotation. But you can say it very nicely. Mommy, listen. If I pray to God, he will bless me no matter who I marry. It's a very simple word. But the voice of his word. It is the voice of his word. It is the voice of his word. My presence in any man's life will make him prosper. I am a child of God. I have prayed the prayer of Jabez. oh, that you will bless me. And you are declaring very nicely and gently. It is counsel, but the angels are hearing it. And they are going off, ready to shoot down poverty, ready to break the arms of lack. They have gone forth to go and release prosperity from where it is stored. All the blessing that has been locked down against you so that it can't reach you, they are breaking the chains and bringing them forth. Why? Because in the quietness of the corner of your mother's bedroom, you told her the word of God. Oh, that's your duty as a believer. Wage war. That thing that's plaguing you, talk to it. You have been sickly like this for the last, it's been 3 years now. And they told you that that's how your father used to be. That's why they didn't live. You never knew your father. He died when he was 30-something. You were 6 years old that time. And that trend has begun again. In fact, that's why your mother has been afraid. She's been begging you to go to every spiritual house that exists because she doesn't want you to die. Explain to her nicely. My father didn't know Jesus the way I do now. I know him. There is a spirit. It's called the spirit of Christ that raised him up from the dead. It dwells in me. It's giving life to my mortal body. I will not die. I will live. Very nice. Tell mommy, don't worry. I'm fine now. I have become well. Hey, no, I'm improving. I won't die. I will live long. I will see my children and see my children's children. When you utter like that, you are uttering the voice of his word. And angels, they hearken to that. The Bible says they are ministering spirits. They will walk in different ways. Some people, God will allow the spirit of faith to enter you so strong, you will suddenly get up and break the back of that sickness. For some, the angels will say, no, this boy's faith is not strong enough. They will take wisdom and give one young doctor who will say, do this, and that's his well. But whichever way, the word of God will not fail. It will not fail. Life is talking to you. You are looking for work now. Life is talking. I told you it is hard. They say in New York, employment is 12%. Unemployment is 12%. In Greece, it has risen to this. And it's spreading to Nigeria now. That one is life trying to scare you. But you answer nicely. I'm not an accident. Before I went to school, God knew me. During youth service, he knew me. On my way back, he knew me. He knew me and he prepared something for me. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of unemployment? I will fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He has prepared a job before me in the presence of my enemies. My time is full. I'm fully occupied. Surely goodness, that angel called goodness and mercy, they are around me and they are going about commanding the other angels to bring the job that God has created for me. I cannot be unemployed. Simple talk. Nice simple talk. You are arming those angels. Arm your angels. Arm your angels. You will live, you will not die. You will prosper, you will not be poor. God will bring that husband of your dream beyond the one that you can even dream of. He will give you that wife that people will ask, say, with which mouth did you ask this one to marry you? And you will prosper and you will be in good health in the name of Jesus Christ. Man, these are the words. That's how we talk as believers. And we talk nicely. They say, Boko Haram, Boko Haram. He said, where is communism? They have come to an end. Say, all this militant Islam, it will soon come to an end. Because it has been judged already. How do I know? The Bible says, of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. That peace will reign in this land. The word of God will prosper in this land. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish out of the way. Everyone that has risen up and boldly declared that Jesus is not the son of God will perish out of the way. If it's an organized religion, it will disintegrate from the center. It will disintegrate from the center. And it has begun. When you see all the crisis in the Middle East, know that the desolation of that place is near. Oh, God. That's how we talk. Oh. That's how we talk. And that's what angels hearken unto. They hearken unto the voice of his word. Speak into your own life. speaking to this nation, speaking to any institution where you are. You are in a school, you're working in a government establishment, a private establishment, whatever it is, speaking to it, speaking to your home. Jesus said, if a man of peace is in that house, peace will rest upon it. Therefore, if you are in your home, you are a man of peace. You are a woman of peace. Peace should be upon your house. So speak to that house. Speak to the house. My parents can't continue to quarrel like this because I'm a man of peace. The people I live with know they can't continue like this. Declare prosperity into their home. The Bible says that Laban prospered because of Jacob. That home you are living in will prosper because of you. Ah, it's because you haven't talked. Your father is about to receive favor. Your mother is about to receive breakthrough because of you. Your boss is about to get jobs. Money that they were owing him is about to be paid. It's about to be paid. You are going to get a bonus because somebody will reveal to your boss, just like Laban was revealed to when he went to divine. He said, I have divined that I have prospered because of you. Okay, come, appoint me your wages. What do you want me to pay you? Ah, that's your testimony. It's about to manifest. It's about to manifest. Favor is in that company because of you. Grace is in that home because of you. Because you live there, you are attracting good. You are attracting good. Don't ever, that's an instruction for you today. Don't ever, even in the midst of counsel, I agree with that which is negative. The man is old. He has wisdom. Say, my son, sit down. Let me tell you the truth. You know the way this life is. When he finishes, he says, yes, I understand. But he say, you know, just nicely say it. You know, God, praise God. You know, God is good. Praise God. When we go for Bible study, some of the things we learn is that God can work miracles. He say, you know, sir, no, things will not always be like this. You just nicely, you are talking. He thinks you don't know what you are saying, but he's hearing you. More importantly, the angels are hearing. Their weapons are being armed. And you will soon see their work in your life. Just give the Lord thanks because he has heard you. Give him thanks for today. Say, Father, I thank you because of what I heard today. Lord, I thank you because of your word that has come again to me today. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Please put up your hand. I want to just agree with you in prayer. Lord, as we're teaching, as we're praying, different people spoke different things. Lord, I agree with them, even though I don't know what each person is saying, but I prophesy upon them that shortly, a great and mighty work will be done in your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, I thank you. Because your children will see the manifestation of your power.
Amen.
We have held on to this godliness, and we have not denied the power thereof. Healing is the power thereof. Release of abundance is the power thereof. Therefore, we receive these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In fact, we have received them already.
Amen.
And we are walking in them.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' mighty name.